Right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Tuesday, August 23rd. It is my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. And stocks have been plummeting yesterday. The Dow had its worst day since June 16th. This week's focus is the annual Fed meeting and Powell's comments on Friday. Yesterday, the VIX was at the highest level for the month. Today's economic reports, we had home sales coming out. We had flash manufacturing PMI, flash services PMI. So there's a lot that could move the markets, and we'll take a look at this. Plus, we will show you our compositions and how we are trading these markets. And I'll show you also the trade that I took today. So as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. Let's get started. But before we do this, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we are real traders who trade live accounts, and we got a ton of experience, and we are showing you how we trade these crazy markets. Now, with that said, Mark, let's take a look at the S&P. So are we crashing? I mean, last 2 days, we have been massively moving lower.
Yeah, pretty decent 2-day slide. And so I know that this is definitely uncomfortable for some based on what we've experienced this year, but we said it before, within the context of this recent rally, this pullback is healthy, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday. I mean, we are absolutely okay with a 5% move lower, which would get us to 4,100. Or if we also look at the Fibonacci numbers and here a 50% retracement, that would get us to around 4,000. So if we see a retracement between 4,000 and 4,100, it's kind of healthy and markets are just nervous.
Exactly. And I mean, even today, just starting out, just kind of quiet, trying to figure out what the heck to do with the last of some retail earnings and also some reports coming out, but a whole lot of indecision.
Yeah, let's talk about the reports that have been released today, because we had a few red flagged and orange flagged reports, if we zoom in here a little bit. So the flash manufacturing PMI and the flash services PMI. Let's talk about these first, because one of them came in at 51.3 and the other one below 50.
Sure. So flash services PMI, this is based on surveyed purchasing managers in the service industry. And then flash manufacturing PMI is surveyed purchasing managers in the manufacturing industry. And basically the line in the sand is the 50 mark. So levels or readings above 50 would be considered expansion, and below 50 would be considered contraction. So you could say that we had a mixed bag here. Lower than expected for both reports, but above 50 for flash manufacturing PMI and below 50 for flash services.
Yeah, it also seems that the housing market is cooling down. So new home sales came in at 511,000, way lower than expected, which is a 12.6% drop. So it's quite a significant drop. But I think it's good for the housing market to cool down, because the housing market was overheating. And I mean, I don't know how it is in your area, here in the Austin area. I mean, houses were bought unseen without an inspection with a cash offer within 24 hours above asking price. I mean, this is where at some point it just gets crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy in Northern California and in the Sacramento region, too. There was one house down the road for me, and I think they had 258 offers in a weekend. And I think I want to say it was like 25% above the asking price was what was taken. It's just nuts.
Yeah. So this cooling down, which will also help with inflation a little bit, so it's not too bad. And looking at the markets and how they reacted to it, I mean, initially the reaction was, hey, good news is kind of bad news is actually kind of good news. But right now, markets are just trying to figure out, what are we going to do? What is Powell going to say on Friday at the annual symposium in Jackson Hole?
Sure. And I mean, this is where there were some reports today, but you know, big picture, not that significant. Core PCE on Thursday is something the Fed looks at. But the biggie this week is Powell trying to figure out what he'll say and whether he'll be hawkish, right? Really targeting inflation, or a little more dovish. Right now, traders are betting on hawkish, though, looking at Fed fund futures.
Well, it's flip-flopping. We talked about it yesterday. We bring this up every day because this is almost like a close race, right, to the finish line here. So yesterday, if you just compare it, yesterday, I mean, most people, most traders were factoring in a 75 basis point hike. Today, it's the other way around. So yesterday, it was the exact opposite. This is the probability of a 0.5% hike. This morning, 55%, and the 0.75%, the 75 basis points, 45% probability. And was the exact opposite yesterday.
You know, it's funny, Marcus, because I refreshed this morning. I think it was maybe, you know, 15 minutes after the open, and it was the opposite. So it, you know, even during the day, it seemed to have flip-flopped.
Right. And this is what we see. This is where traders want to know from Powell, okay, what are we going to do? And I mean, right now, a lot of bets are that they will raise interest rates one more time for 0.75 percentage point and then be done with the big move. So going back to 0.25 points. But I mean, we still have so much time left and everything is speculation. And I honestly think that on Friday, the markets might pop because there's a lot of this hawkishness from Powell already baked into this right now.
Good point. Good point.
All right, let's take a look at our trades. So for me, NVIDIA, this is where I got assigned 600 shares at 195. And this is where right now, not much to do. I mean, with the overall market, it also tanked a little bit over the last few days. Not being able to sell calls there. For you, it is AMD and same. Not really looking to sell calls right now against your existing position, correct?
Yep, waiting for a little more of a pop.
Now, TPR, on the other hand, that was super interesting because I got assigned 2,700 shares at 37, already sold the 38 calls, so a covered call against my position last week. It expired worthless, so I kept all the premium. This morning, TPR was popping higher, mainly, I think, because Macy's reported earnings and Macy's had a really good outlook. Also, the guidance I think that Macy's provided was really good. So Macy's was popping 6.5% this morning.
Yeah, and Macy's higher. Also, Dick's Sporting Goods opened up significantly higher, pulling back during the day, but strong start for Dick's too.
Right. And with TPR also being here in the consumer cyclical, mainly luxury goods, but they got a boost here as well. So this morning I was faced with the question, should I sell my calls right at the assigned price and get more premium, or should I do it again at the 38? And with our masterminds, we had a pretty good discussion around this. Let me just bring up the calculator here to show this is what we are looking at, the two TPRs, and let's take a look at the different possibilities.
Yeah, and so again, if we're selling a covered call, our goal is to sell at our assignment price or higher. If we sell at our assignment price, we're able to collect more premium, which will lower our break even. And by generating more premium, this is something that's guaranteed. It's ours to keep unless we close the trade. On the other hand, if we sell a call that's higher than our assignment price, we collect less premium, so there's less of a guarantee. It drops our break even a little less, but there's a potential to make money on the stock.
Right, and this is where this morning I was looking at either selling the TPR at the 37 strike, therefore collecting, how much was possible? At some point, I think it was 55 cents or 60 cents?
It was 50 for sure. I don't know if it ever would have been filled at 55, but 50 for sure.
Okay, so now the question is, should I collect $1,350 and whatever TPR does? I mean, this is mine to keep. If TPR moves above 37 by Friday, and at Friday's close, it is above 37, I'm getting called away. I'm not making any money on the stock, but I'm sure keeping the $1,350. So for a four-day trade, that's not bad at all. The other possibility was to sell at a higher strike price, 38. This way, I get less premium, so only $405, which is around $900 less, but with the potential of making $2,700 on the stock. And I saw, Mark, that recently we got a question like, okay, how are you making $2,700 on the stock? Let's talk about this for a moment.
Sure. So in this case, based on your position sizing and your account size, you are in 2,700 shares. So you've purchased 2,700 shares and you are collecting money on the premium with the call sold. But because the stock getting assigned at 37, and then if you get called away at 38, you make $1 per share on the stock, which equals at 2,700.
Right, because selling a call means that if the stock price moves higher, you have to sell at the price of the strike that you sold. So here I have to sell the shares at 38. Now, if you buy shares at 37 and you sell them at 38, you're making $1. And since I traded 2,700 shares here, this would be $2,700. So the question this morning was, should I go for $1,350? The bird in the hand, guaranteed, nobody can take this away. Or the $405, guaranteed, nobody can take this away. And an additional $2,700 for a total of $3,105. So in this where it boils down to, okay, what outlook do you have on the stock? So let's jump over on the chart again. Let's take a look at TPR. And this is where I just say, okay, if it goes up to 38, how much further would it have to move from right now, 36.41? So it's $1.60. So if you take $1.60, let me use a handy dandy calculator and say, okay, here we go. So it has to move by Friday afternoon another $1.60 based on right now a $36 price. That's only 4.4%. And I don't think that this is a big move for TPR, because just today it already moved 2.85%. I mean, earlier it was 3%. So this is where I believe it is possible. Now, if TPR would have been trading at 34, then I would probably just have sold the 37, because it's not very likely that this move is possible. But here, I do believe that it can move above 38. Time will tell. We will know by Friday.
Yeah, it looks like the average trade range is about $1.25. And as you see on the chart last week, it did close above 37 a share 3 out of 4 days. And so that's where, yes, you could have gone for the 37, but if it pops above 37, you're missing out on some profit potential. So I was, you know, we were talking about it and I was giving you a hard time for not taking the bigger profit on the premium collection at 37. But all in all, I think it was a good trade to go for the 38.
Well, I mean, after all is said and done, we will know Friday afternoon. So we'll definitely keep you posted of what's happening here. Now, before we take a look at a few other trades, let me know if this is helpful at all as we are explaining a little bit about our thinking here and what we are doing. If it is, give us a like on this video, because this way we can do more of this, what you really appreciate. All right. Other than this, today, not a whole lot going on. I mean, we didn't see anything super exciting. MasterCard, I think I flagged it the other day as a possible maybe, but right now for me, this strike price is a little bit too high here.
Yeah, I've had fun trading this one, but I'd like to go in at a lower strike for sure.
Yeah, and this is where, again, with the markets being up earlier this morning, there weren't a lot of stocks popping up, which is great, right? I mean, makes our life here very easy, very simple. So we definitely could still have some opportunity here because it seems that the markets just turned negative. And we'll see if we have a slide here going into the close, we might see some more opportunities that that pop up on the scanner here, because the scanner refreshes every 2 minutes. And you see another 64 seconds from now, we will see more and other stocks popping up there. But thus far, nothing too exciting here.
Not today, slow day.
All right, well, we'll see. And I expect the markets to remain slow, although tomorrow, and actually on Thursday, Friday it is, sorry, Friday, we have the core PCI. So we have the prelim GDP that's coming out on Thursday. Do you think that this will move the markets?
You know, GDP comes out in three phases. So I don't think that that's really going to be much of a surprise. And I really think that the biggie is on Friday for sure.
Well, especially with the core PCI price index, because this is one of the Fed's favorite inflation gauges. And I'm wondering if Powell will adjust his speech according to what he sees there, because I'm pretty sure that he has already his speech written.
I would agree.
So interesting if he's factoring it in or just all the releases that we had thus far. Anyhow, definitely super interesting markets to trade this week. Has been fun thus far, especially with the markets moving lower. If you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at this video here where we explain this wheel strategy in just 15 minutes. So take a look at this, and then we will see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.